Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I want to bring you some, give you some information. It's just you and me, by the way. I want to give you some information that supports my letter to the president that I just shared with you. Some facts that support why I said to the president, we're not going to miss you when you're gone out here on Main Street. The NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which you know I report on every month and have now since 2000. And they report that the NFIB's index shows that the longest stretch of pessimism by small businesses in the 43 years of that report was during President Obama's administration. The longest stretch of pessimism. That's what I mean when I talk about assault policies that assault job creators. And of course, as you know, small businesses create over half of the jobs and over half of the GDP in America. And as you may remember, I polled small business owners myself. Every week we do a different poll, right? Many of you participate in that. Only 9%. When I ask, has the president been good for the economy? Only 9% said that he was. Two-thirds thought that his policies were an economic nightmare. Now, that refutes the president's comment that almost every indicator, he said almost every economic indicator since he took office is better. Well, that's not how we see it out here on Main Street. We see it more likely to be a nightmare. And the numbers prove that. The pessimism by small business owners, the poor job creation, the lack of job participation, worker participation in America, the recovery, perpetual recovery numbers. Those are the key indicators of any economy, and they're not good. So what the president said, I don't know what ballgame he's watching when he says almost every indicator is better. And then he said this at the end of that speech. He said, we can make it even stronger. That's a quote from him in the Elkhart speech. Mr. President Obama said, we can make it even stronger. Mr. President, who are we? The Oval Office door is about to hit you in the backside for the last time. Not less than a year, you'll be gone. So with all due respect, sir, if we make it better, it will only happen after you're gone. And after we get some kind of relief from the government being the enemy of job creators. You know, I mentioned some of the agencies that created problems. The NLRB assaulted the franchise industry. The NLRB assaulted Boeing in South Carolina under President Obama's direction, and they had the temerity to open up a plant, a brand new job creating plant. 2,000 employees, I think it was. A beautiful airline plant in South Carolina that didn't replace one job. It didn't take one job away from Seattle. It added net new jobs. But the NLRB assaulted Boeing and shut them down for, I don't know, about a year or so. Wouldn't let them open their plant because they had the temerity to open a new plant in a right-to-work state, meaning unions didn't have as much advantage there as they would have had, say, if they'd opened up another one in Washington. Well, here's what happened, folks. In the time that the Boeing plant didn't open, small businesses weren't doing business with Boeing over there. It was hurting small businesses. The EPA declared through a basically guidance that CO2 is a deadly gas. The president declared war on the coal industry. Those are jobs that were lost. And that's the reason why I wrote the letter to the president and said, you're not creating jobs. What you call good economics is just perpetual recovery. And that's not what we expect here in America, folks. We expect economic expansion. That's what we need to get back to in America, economic expansion. None of this perpetual recovery business. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.